Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
O.J. Simpson dies at 76 from prostate cancer.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The controversial legacy of the former football star who was acquitted of double murder in the so-called trial of the century. The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We begin tonight with the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. The former football star turned sportscaster, pitchman, and actor saw his career and legacy come crashing down after he was accused of double murder. Simpson was famously acquitted for the brutal stabbing deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman in 1995. There was never another suspect, and prosecutors presented 62 incidents of abusive behavior by Simpson towards his ex-wife. The TV networks followed every moment of the case. It's estimated that 95 million people watched the infamous slow-speed chase along a California freeway, and many remember to this day where they were when they heard the jury's not guilty verdict. It was a shock to the nation. Simpson's fall from grace captivated the country and much of the world, but his legal troubles were far from over. He was later convicted of robbery for trying to steal memorabilia he claimed belonged to him. CBS's John Blackstone covered the Simpson case for CBS, and he'll start us off tonight.
In the complicated life of O.J. Simpson, he was so many things.
Police! Throw down your guns!
A major celebrity.
You're perhaps the greatest running back of all time.
A sports hero. A symbol of justice denied, a symbol of injustice in a divided America.
O.J. broke the single-season rushing record.
He was the football legend who could outrun just about anyone. But what happened next was truly stunning.
Mr. Simpson is a fugitive of justice right now.
That riveting slow-speed Bronco chase.
Hey, this has been a dramatic story that has gripped this city.
After Simpson was charged for the murders of his former wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
Worst nightmare of my life.
The trial of the century, as it was called, galvanized the nation. Every bit of it televised live, with its parade of colorful characters, allegations of racist police, and that glove, the one prosecutors say he used in the killings, which O.J., to great dramatic effect, tried to try on.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
When it came time for the verdict,
we, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
A split screen of passionate emotions, from stunned disbelief to jubilation, especially in communities still reeling from riots born out of intense distrust of the Los Angeles police. Simpson's first live interview after the verdict was with BET News anchor Ed Gordon.
Did you indeed commit those murders?
No.
I certainly think he tried his best to change minds. I think at some point he really knew it was a futile position, that those who believed him to be a murderer would never change their minds.
He may have avoided jail time, but he could never avoid justice. 2 years after his acquittal, a civil jury ordered him to pay $33 million to the victims' families. They received just a fraction of that. And then, an armed robbery at a Las Vegas hotel. There was O.J. in the middle of it all, leaving with mementos he claimed had been stolen from him.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends.
But this time,
guilty of first-degree kidnapping.
He would serve nearly a decade in a Nevada prison. His last years were quiet ones, out of the spotlight, but never far from the public's fascination, continuing to this day, of a life and legacy both famous and decidedly infamous.
The door turned on Mr. Simpson from being American hero to being arguably the most vilified man in America.
And John Blackstone joins us now. John, you were there. You covered that nearly year-long Simpson trial. What do you remember most?
Well, what really stood out in this extraordinary trial was, you know, names like Judge Lance Ito and Cato Kalin. They became household names. And, you know, this was a phenomenon that consumed the nation. And then, after months and months of testimony, none of us expected when, after just a few hours of deliberation, the jury came back with a verdict. And then that verdict was read, not guilty. And I think even on those who welcomed that, you could see the shock on their faces, Nora.
John Blackstone, thank you so much. We want to turn now to the weather with another round of powerful storms sweeping across the southeast. Two confirmed tornadoes touched down in Florida today, while the rest of the region is dealing with pounding thunderstorms, hail, and flash flooding. CBS's Tom Hansen reports it's all part of the same system that's now blamed for two deaths.
We have a confirmed tornado. Holy.
This homeowner capturing a tornado moving towards his neighborhood outside of St. Augustine, Florida, this afternoon. The storm sending backyard furniture flying across yards.
You're good, man.
Overnight in Tallahassee, police pulling three people from rising floodwaters. But west in Slidell, Louisiana, the damage far more severe.
Big, big tornado.
After an EF2 tornado with winds over 120 miles per hour blew through the city, ripping the roof off this apartment complex. Today, workers clearing fallen 100-foot trees ripped from their roots.
It sounds like a freight train when it hits.
Terrified employees of ECO Builders somehow walked away unharmed from the mangled remnants of their building.
Within seconds of making it in, it took the shop.
Sheriff Randy Smith is amazed there were no serious injuries.
This is the worst that I've seen from a tornado standpoint here in our parish.
More than half of residents of Slidell are without power. Schools are also closed. And farther west in Kirbyville, Texas, several horses rescued from a corral, their owner using a boat to get them to safety.
And back here in Slidell, residents tell us that they rarely ever see tornadoes. But CBS News analyzed data from the National Weather Service over the past 50 years and found tornadoes are happening more frequently and earlier in the U.S. Nora.
Tom Hansen, thank you very much. For the forecast on where these storms are headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. Watching a severe weather threat unfold across the Ohio Valley and the Northeast, including the threat for tornadoes tonight. Areas in red tonight have the better chance for seeing some of the stronger storms. The threat for the strong storms will come to an end during the overnight hours, but still thunderstorms could cause some issues during the day into the evening tomorrow throughout parts of the Northeast. And then already looking ahead to early next week, seeing the ingredients come together. Moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, warmer temperatures creating an environment that's favorable for the development of thunderstorms. And already, Nora, it looks like we could see a significant severe weather event here on Monday, continuing into Tuesday.
Good information, Chris Warren. Thank you. Tonight, the stunning revelation that more than $16 million was stolen from baseball's biggest star. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers player Shohei Ohtani has been charged with federal bank fraud for allegedly stealing millions to cover illegal gambling debts. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi has details on the evidence, including the interpreter's betting text messages.
Today, federal prosecutors laid out in detail how Ipe Mizuhara allegedly fleeced millions from the L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Mr. Mizuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
According to the complaint filed in the Central District of California, these texts were sent between Mizuhara to the bookie starting at the end of 2021. On or about January 15, 2022, Mizuhara told Bookmaker 2, "I lost it all. LOL. Can you ask if you can bump me 50K? That will be my last one for a while if I lose it." U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said Mizuhara used his position of trust to steal.
Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case.
An absolute rocket!
Ohtani inked a $700 million 10-year deal with the Dodgers last December. Mizuhara had been by the player's side as his voice for years.
What is fair to say is that Mr. Mizuhara was the gatekeeper for Mr. Ohtani's finances.
IRS special agent in charge Tyler Hatcher said Mizuhara identified himself as Ohtani to bank officials.
How did he go about impersonating Ohtani?
Basically, he was with him everywhere. And when you have that kind of access, you're going to know the answers to questions.
Last month, the Dodgers fired Mizuhara. Then Ohtani read a statement with a new interpreter.
I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
Now, Mizuhara has agreed to self-surrender to federal authorities tomorrow, and if convicted, he could face 3 decades in prison. Meanwhile, on the field, there's no appearance that this has impacted Ohtani, as he seems to be living up to the Dodgers' high expectations. Nora?
It's quite a story. Adam Yamaguchi, thank you so much. The Biden campaign launched a 7-figure ad buy in Arizona today that focuses on abortion. The Grand Canyon state is now the epicenter in the battle over reproductive rights after that state's Supreme Court upheld a Civil War-era law that bans all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Abortion is currently legal until 15 weeks. CBS's Janet Shamlian takes a look at those already being impacted.
This is the busiest abortion clinic in Arizona, according to Dr. Gabriel Goodrich, seeing some 350 patients a month. But now Goodrich says she's worried about what could happen.
We provide an essential health care service for the patients of Arizona, and if we can't provide that, they're going to be lost. They're going to be in danger.
Efforts Wednesday in the state legislature to repeal the newly revived law were shut down by Republicans. The Arizona House Speaker saying Democrats are so eager to enshrine in our state constitution a right to kill unborn children, we are going to take the time needed to listen to our constituents. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs.
I'm ready to do whatever it takes to get the 1864 ban repealed.
The group Arizona for Abortion Access says it's gathered enough signatures for a November ballot initiative allowing abortions up to around 24 weeks. Nurse Ashley Fearing has been helping the effort.
It is far more dangerous to make abortions illegal and have abortions go underground, because I will tell you that people will not stop getting abortions.
An anti-abortion rights group is mounting a campaign against the ballot initiative.
This amendment would be absolutely catastrophic for the health of women and girls.
Most abortions take place at 15 weeks or less. Only a very small number take place 21 weeks or later. The timeline of when the new law could take effect is unclear. Dr. Goodrich says when it does, it will be a dangerous time for women.
It will harm a tremendous amount of Arizonans, and it'll be terrible.
As politicians continue to weigh in on the ruling, Vice President Kamala Harris will be here in Arizona tomorrow for a campaign event discussing what the White House calls the fight for reproductive freedoms. Nora?
Janet Shamlian, thank you. With tensions rising in the Middle East, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called Israel's defense minister today as both countries brace for an attack from Iran, which could come at any time. Iranian officials, including its supreme leader, have been threatening to retaliate against Israel for an attack in Syria last week that killed a top Iranian general. Back here in Washington, FBI Director Christopher Wray issued a stark warning today, telling Congress there is growing fear among law enforcement of a coordinated attack inside the U.S. Wray said the most immediate concern is that lone wolves will draw, quote, twisted inspiration from what's happening in the Middle East. But now the FBI is increasingly worried about an organized plot like the ISIS-K attack on a concert hall in Moscow last month. Tonight, the Biden administration is taking the most significant step to strengthen background checks for gun purchases in more than 30 years. The Justice Department today announcing a new rule that aims to close the so-called gun show loophole. CBS Scott McFarlane has the new details.
The nation's 80,000 licensed gun sellers already run background checks on buyers. The new rule announced by the Biden administration will now require unlicensed dealers selling at gun shows or online to do the same.
Do you have a sense of how many there are? Hundreds, thousands of unlicensed dealers?
By the things we're seeing, there are tens of thousands of unlicensed dealers in firearms out there.
The ATF says the loophole is exploited by felons and Mexican drug cartels.
That's how an increasing number of firearms are getting to the street in the hands of the wrong people and being used to shoot and kill people.
A recent government report found that guns trafficked through unlicensed dealers were used in 368 shootings over 5 years.
It won't have saved my son or what happened at Sandy Hook, but it will help in so many other occasions.
Nicole Hockley's son Dylan was killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut in 2012.
The amount of crimes that have happened through trafficking of guns that are bought through illegal means without background checks is huge.
A bipartisan gun safety law passed after the shootings at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, 2 years ago, empowered the ATF to write today's rule. But one Republican who helped draft the bill says the Biden administration went too far.
It'll take 20 years to recover from this crap.
Arguing it'll stop law-abiding citizens from buying guns.
We were bipartisan. They're bipartisan hacks. And this, it will be used as an example of why they don't trust an administration to do it in the future.
Republican senators say they'll try to pass new law to block this rule, but that stands no chance in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate. The White House also predicts legal challenges. The Gun Owners of America have threatened suit. But, Nora, this rule takes effect 1 month from today.
It's a really interesting story. Scott McFarlane, thank you. Three castaways are rescued from a remote island in the Pacific. Wait till you hear how officials found them. That's next.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Three fishermen who were rescued this week on a remote island in Micronesia have quite a story to tell. They were stranded for nearly 2 weeks after their boat's engine broke down, living on coconuts and well water. After a relative alerted officials in Guam, a U.S. Navy aircraft spotted the word help on a beach spelled out with palm leaves. Well, the Coast Guard picked up the men on Tuesday. What a story. Consumer Reports is calling for Lunchables to be removed from school cafeterias. What parents need to know next. A new report is raising health concerns about Lunchables, the prepackaged boxed meals popular with parents for their convenience and introduced to school cafeterias across the country last year. We get details now from CBS's Nancy Chen.
The popular longtime lunch staple.
being called out by Consumer Reports for what it says were high levels of sodium, lead, and other heavy metals found in store-bought versions. The group even asking the federal government to take them out of the menus of millions of kids through the federal school lunch program.
How high were the levels of lead and cadmium that you saw?
It ranged from as low as 7% to as high as over 70%. But it's important to note that the versions that are made available for the school lunch program were in the 70% range.
Consumer Reports said one package tested at 74% of the maximum lead allowed per day in California under what it calls the most protective state law.
There's no safe level for lead for kids. And so when you're exposing this much to them at such an early age, it can really increase the risk later on in life.
In a statement, Kraft Heinz, the manufacturer of Lunchables products, said lead and cadmium occur naturally in the environment and called the Consumer Reports study misleading, causing undue concern over the safety of our products, something we take seriously. All our products tested well below the acceptable limits. Dietitian Arlene Stein.
What do you recommend parents do?
One option would be that you try and balance out the rest of the day with healthier things, like, you know, not having juice with it, drinking water.
Developing healthy habits that will last for years to come. Nancy Chin, CBS News, New York.
Heart of America is next with a look at one of the legendary voices of CBS Sports, Vern Lundquist, ahead of his final Masters.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Today marked the first round of the 88th Masters. It also marks the final tournament for one iconic voice.
In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Longtime CBS Sports commentator Vern Lundquist is retiring at the end of this year's tournament, his 40th at Augusta National. For more than half a century, Lundquist has been on the sidelines for some of the biggest moments in sports, including the NFL, college football, and basketball. From the Cowboys' heartbreak in Super Bowl XIII to Duke's triumph in 1992's March Madness, Lundquist has been there with the perfect call each time. And while this will be his last time at Augusta, his voice will be synonymous with the Masters forever. Vern Lundquist, tonight's Heart of America. Looking forward to watching the Masters this weekend. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than three decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.